Artwork Newspaper Issue 209, July to August 2019. Title, Whitehead's Open Studio. Caption, Nick Jones visits Alan Bank Mill. Extraordinary to think back to 1994, and reflect on how the arts have blossomed in what might be considered a rural backwater, where the Whitehead runs still, threading its way through the Lammermoose, to merge with the Tweed a few miles downstream. Largely thanks to the pioneering vision and energy of two people. Picture, Alan Bank Mill Steading Garden. I'm at Alan Bank Mill Steading, between Duns and Berwick-upon-Tweed, home to artists Pauline Burbage and Charlie Paulson. Pauline works with textiles, collage, and stitch, making wall hangings and quilts. Charlie makes large-scale drawings, sculpture and growing sculpture. For the past 26 years they have held their open studio event over 4 days of the first weekend of August. Studios become galleries and artwork is displayed throughout the Steading. Last year visitors doubled to 1,500, after the success of their show Songs for Winter, at Edinburgh's City Arts Centre in 2017/18. Picture, Fern Strata, Pauline Burbage, Phil Stanley Dixon. More than immersive, being and feeling part of a living work of art, so tactile, so rooted, there really is no substitute for being here. For Charlie it's connection to place that inspires, drawing him to the invisible energies, the internal organic forces of growth, driving the winds, currents, and energies within the earth. They are both in for the long haul, recognizing that it takes years to bed in, to tune into the rhythm of the seasons and the cycle of the years. Slow art at its best. No surprise that Charlie draws whilst listening to music, as harmony, melody, rhythm and form is closely related to the geometric grid structure of his drawings. So too Pauline's work reflects the growth and seasonal changes within the natural world and rural landscape. She looks upon stitching as a form of drawing, as well as drawing directly onto fabric. The depth, at around 8 mm thick, produces a three-dimensional quality which, combined with the feel of the fine cottons and silks, makes these works very tactile. She also incorporates cyanotypes, a photographic process that works particularly well with pressed plants, placed directly onto coated paper, creating a silhouette. Her quilts can be large, some 2 meters square, and take up to 8 months to create. Out in the garden Charlie is growing sculptures, using espalier, pleaching and grafting techniques. At first sight it's a surprise to find him also working with the dull minerality of lead, but of course it provides a foil to the vitality and energy of trees, like a musical counterpoint. Plumbic malleability certainly produces some surreal surprises, which you must see for yourself. Farther afield, land art commissions include Point of Resolution, on the Southern Upland Way, south of Innerleithen, a series of circles in the heather which will disappear in time. Looking ahead, Charlie and Pauline will be exhibiting in 2022 at the Ruthin Crafts Centre in North Wales. Each year there's a guest artist. Point this year it's film animator David Martin, who'll produce a specially commissioned film. Taking place nearby over the same weekend is Alan Bank Art's Open Exhibition and Gil Walton's Open Studio. Then, for the first time, Alan Bank Mill Steading is linking with Marchmont House, near Greenlaw, where Charlie is currently working on a major commission, and with Thirlestane Castle near Lauder, to create a new event, Borders Art Map 2019. Marchmont will host a special event Conversations in Wood, showcasing the work of contemporary makers who use wood, presented in collaboration with Visual Arts Scotland, the Scottish Gallery, and Craft Scotland. Meanwhile, at Thirlestane Theoretical Sharpness, features photography by the 14th Earl of Lauderdale and Sam Cornwell, all in a new gallery, written by Nick Jones. Footnote, Charlie and Pauline's 26th Open Studio Weekend at Alan Bank Steading, TD 11, 3JX. Friday 2nd, Monday 5th August 2019. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. www.alanbanksteading.co.uk and links.